Sediment flowing to the channel can mingle with pollutants near the port. If it is then dredged out, it must go to a confined disposal facility. There is one CDF now, it's filling up, and building another could cost $200 million. So the port and its partners are heading off the problem by capturing sediment upriver. And Port Vice President Jay Davis says because the sediment is clean, it can be sold and for all sorts of uses.
Everything from road construction, the land bank has used some of it to refill basements or homes that were torn down. One of the biggest projects in which the sediment was used is the off and on ramps to the George Voinovich Bridge.
The Ohio EPA has determined that the sediment from upriver is clean and can be repurposed. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.